I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society and host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, and I'm talking with Richard Spence, who is qualified from Arizona for the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, which will take place in Boston at the Joint Mathematics Meetings, and Richard is a senior at Sonoran Science Academy in Tucson, and so Richard, you also qualified last year. You feel like that'll make things easier for you this year, or how do you feel about it?
I feel it'll make it a little easier because I already know what the competition's like.
If you had to tell people who hadn't been in it before what the competition was like, what would you say?
It was a really great experience, even though it was really nerve-wracking last year, but overall it was a lot of fun.
Well, good. Is there anything besides the competition that you're looking forward to in going to Boston in the joint mathematics meetings?
My dad and I will be visiting Yale the day before. We might look at some lectures while we're in Boston and some other sightseeing.
In the information form that you filled out, you mentioned that you're a two-time National Scrabble Championship winner. And last time we talked about how you had won Division IV. And then the most recent time, you've won Division II. So congratulations on that. Do people normally move up two divisions like that?
It's pretty common because after winning a championship, the rating goes up, similar to a chess rating.
Ah. And so now, is it an arithmetic progression? So you'll next be Division Zero, or is it geometric, so it'll be Division One?
I don't know. Probably Division One. Common ratio is 1/2. So it's geometric.
Where did that competition take place?
This past year it was in Dallas.
Dallas.
Just like the one before. Next year it'll be in Orlando.
Was there any one play that you made or word that made the difference in your championship?
I think the one word that made the difference was in Games 13 where I played the word Spätzle for 212 points.
Oof, that is a lot of points. What was that word again?
Spätzle.
Oh, like the food.
Yeah, it's a German noodle, I think.
But it gets used enough in English that it qualifies, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That now there's no symbol for umlaut, is there?
No.
Nice going on that. That does sound like a big play. You also say that you can't wait until you can go to college and take real and complex analysis courses.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Seems like it'd be a lot of fun, complicated, as opposed to what we're learning now.
Have you had some sort of basic analysis yet in order to let you get a glimpse into real or complex?
I've read a little bit on it, but I haven't taken any formal courses yet. I'm taking a multivariable calculus course now.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
It's not bad.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Just can't wait till Boston.
So, Richard, thanks for taking the time and talking to me, and good luck in the competition. That's Richard Spence, who's a senior at Sonoran Science Academy in Tucson, Arizona, and will be representing that region at the National Who Wants to Be a Mathematician in Boston. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks for having me.